I'm sorry, Uncle Nick. It's okay. It's okay, Ron. You know it's not. Uncle Nick said it's not okay.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Look, we're already recording, you guys.
Oh, do the intro, Uncle Nick.
Okay, I'll do it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. My name... Yes, man, I just started the show, dog. What the fuck? Who is that? Oh, what's up, Bubba? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. As I was saying, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. Today is... Let's see. Today is Wednesday, September 8th. And the time is 9:16 p.m. And we're at our usual location, which is Santa Cruz, California. I'd like to welcome my first guest co-host, which are doing a special appearance on the show today. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to my nephews, Mo and Ron.
Hey, what's up, Uncle Nick?
What's up, Mo?
Oh, not much, Uncle Nick. Just came to do the show with you again.
That's right, that's right. I'm proud of you guys. Thank you for stopping by.
No problem, Uncle Nick. Thank you for having us. Hey, Uncle Nick.
What's up, Ron?
Oh, not much. We just came to do the show with you, Uncle Nick.
That's right, that's right. I'm so proud of you guys, man. Thanks for showing up.
All right, thank you for having us, Uncle Nick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, welcome to the Love Wins podcast show. Though today is Mo and Ron's episode. So today's episode is going to be under the Love Wins podcast show, but it's going to be under Mo and Ron will be part of the title for today's episode. I'd like to welcome everybody to the show. This show you can find on also, you know, the Love Wins podcast show is formerly known as Nick the Greek podcast show. I usually mention this in the intro. You can find both the shows on Spotify, Applecast, Google Podcast. You can find them on Podcast Guru, Podcast Addict, Spoon, Breaker, and also Anchor.fm is the main platform that we use to, you know, record and broadcast these shows out to the world, so we can do our part in helping the world be a better place. And so originally I started the Nick the Greek podcast show last year around the time when the COVID-19 happened, because me and my nephews and, you know, Uncle Barry, we all wanted to do something to help the world somehow. And so, not to go fast forward too much, but we wanted to do something to help, so we started the Nick the Greek podcast show, but it's turned into the Love Wins podcast show. If you've listened to any other episodes, then you know why we switched the name. But we weren't allowed to combine the shows, and so we just started a new show instead. And so they're both still up. If you go on Spotify right now and you type in the full title, Nick the Greek podcast show, and the other one is Love Wins podcast show. So on the first one, all five words. On the second one, all four words are the full title. You'll see the shows, you know, the Nick the Greek podcast show has the cover of me on a magazine. That's how you know that it's the show that we do. And the Love Wins podcast show has a melted heart and it says Love Wins in it. So what I usually mention around this time with my... Actually, you know what? I'm going to let the boys say it. Mo, go ahead and tell these kind people, our audience, the goals that we want to reach with the show.
Okay, I'll tell them, Uncle Nick. Show for the all the shows that we do with Uncle Nick and the ones that Uncle Nick do without me and Ron. We came up with some goals. Uncle Nick came up with some goals, but we help him with the goals that we want to reach for the show because you want me to tell him, Uncle Nick?
Now let Ron say something too, Mo.
Okay, I'll tell him, Uncle Nick. So what Uncle Nick is saying is that, is that when we first started the shows, Uncle Nick, he had some awarenesses that he came into realization about. And the realizations was that, can I tell him, Uncle Nick?
Yeah, you tell him, Ron. Go ahead.
The realizations is that number one is that we all connected through energy, y'all. And I know Uncle Nick is telling y'all the truth because it's true, because Uncle Nick always tells us the truth.
That's right, Ron. And go ahead and tell him the second awareness, Mo.
Uncle Nick said the second awareness he came to realization when he started the shows is that we're a progressive species, y'all. And like my brother Mo said, we all connected through energy. And so this is true as a fact. I know Uncle Nick telling us the truth. And so the other one is that we're a progressive species, y'all.
Good job. Good job, Mo. So like the boys said, you know, these are the awarenesses that I came to realization when I first started the show. I mean, right before I started the shows, you know, was that number one, we're all connected to each other through energy. And number two, we are our species, the human beings. The human species, human beings on this planet. We're all a progressive species, meaning that no matter what you do in life, whether it's good or bad, the universe does not discriminate. It's going to let you get better at it no matter what it is, right? You're going to get better at it no matter what it is. But God does discriminate. And I have to say this part because, you know, God talks to me and he gave me some messages. And so even though the universe doesn't discriminate on whether, you know, the thing that you're doing repeatedly is good or bad, God does discriminate. And that's why we have, us human beings, we have set these laws, so to speak, amongst each other, which are really the Ten Commandments, you know, is what I'm trying to say. You know, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal. All these commandments, they were set by, people say they were set by Moses. They were on a plaque. He gave them to God and he enforced them. I don't know if all that happened. I wasn't there myself. But I do know that these commandments do exist and they all would better our planet as a whole if they were all abided by. Does that make sense? So, you know, I like to note that these shows are not scripted. We don't have a script. Nobody taught us how to do a radio show. We just do it from the bottom of our hearts, and we do it because we care about the world and we want the world to be a better place. And so we don't have a script. We didn't write down anything before the show. We didn't pick out a topic even for today, even though the topic is going to be, you know, the one topic I always pick when I don't get a chance to pick a topic before the show, which is love. With a balance, of course. But so we came up with some goals we wanted to reach. And from here, I'm going to let the boys tell you the goals that we wanted to reach. Ron.
Oh, thank you, Uncle Nick. So the number one goal that we want to reach, y'all, is real simple, but it's really complicated because it's already been like more than a year since the COVID-19 happened, and we still don't have the cure or the antidote. And Uncle Nick said, that's not good. We want to help y'all. So we want to help ourselves too. We want to help the whole world because we connected through energy. So we want to help everybody to live with peace and love. And so we came up with an idea. You want me to tell him, Uncle Nick?
No, sorry, Ron. Thank you so much. Go ahead and tell him, Mo.
Uncle Nick said that we had to come up with a cure or an antidote, y'all. And then we wanted to look into it because we wanted to help the world. So we looked into it. And we realized that the first ingredient to make a cure or antidote for the COVID-19 is something that you can. You go ahead and tell him, Uncle Nick.
Okay, I'll tell him. The boys get a little shy because they're only 12 years old, you know, and they get a little embarrassed. They've never done this before. But what the boys are trying to say is that, you know, if the first ingredient that is needed for a worldwide virus would be money, of course, but if that's the you know, I wouldn't mind pitching in some money so we can make a cure or an antidote, because there still is not one yet, right? There's still not one yet, and it's been more than a year since this virus happened. And so the thing is, I live, like, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, I am a radio show host. This is real. I am a comic book creator. I do own a company as a personal trainer called Earth Gym that I founded. And I did start a record label a few years ago called The World Is Ours Records, where I used to record artists all over the world for free. And even the company Earth Gym, I train people for free. I mean, I've never really accepted money on the company's books. The reason why I'm telling you this is, I'm not trying to brag. Is I'm telling you this because everything that I've started in the past 10 years that would have been, you know, a great success, for some reason, as soon as I started it, as soon as I started getting clients and things started to happen where you could see that my companies would have been successful, I would just magically go to jail. I would just magically go to jail so much that I ended up breaking the Guinness World Book of Records. If you've been keeping up with the show, then you know I've mentioned this before, but I have to mention it in case it's someone's first time listening into the show. 2 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not proud to say this. I actually broke the Guinness World Book of Records. The Guinness World Book of Records for going to jail the most times in 1 year with no charges, right? And so when something, I'm going to say it one more time real quick. I broke the record, the Guinness World Book of Records, for going to jail the most times in 1 year with no charges. I went to jail 17 times in 1 year with no charges. The last person that broke that record, I broke his record by one. The last person that broke that record was back in 1919, 100 years ago. So I broke his record by one. I went to jail 17 times. He went to jail 16 times. I looked into it. And so what I'm telling you are facts. And so when that happens to you, when you go to jail in 1 year 17 times with no charges, you start to wonder, like, why is this happening to me, right? That makes you wonder. It makes you wonder, why would this happen to me? Because to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, when it started happening, I was doing good. Like, you know, so to speak, for any, you know, to be a model member of our society, I wouldn't have saw myself having to go to jail at that time, because I had just acquired 8 clients with my business, and I had just started, I was on my second semester in college. So I was actively going to college, and I had just acquired 8 clients that I needed to train as a personal trainer with Earth Gym, and I started going to jail. I went to jail during my finals. My midterms that semester, I went to jail for no reason. And so 17 times later, I started thinking about it, and I'm like, well, you know, why is this happening to me? Because all I do is I help people. I help the world. I don't steal. I don't rob people. I don't break into houses. I don't steal cars. So that makes you wonder. You know, if you're not a bad person, then I'm sure you're, even if that happened to you, you would start to think, why is this happening to me? And so my theory is that somebody is trying to hold me back from making money, because if I did have money, then I would use my money to create an antidote or a cure for the COVID-19. Right? And so if you don't believe me, that's fine. But you can go ahead and look at my past and see that everything that I've created in the past few years here in Santa Cruz, where I live in California, you will see that everything I've created it to help the world be a better place. Right? And so I'm not talking about SCPD specifically. I'm talking about just generally, officers are supposed to protect and serve us, right? And so if I'm a good person that doesn't steal, then why are these people that are protecting and here to protect and serve me making my life miserable when I'm trying to help them? I'm trying to help the regular civilians. I'm trying to help these SCPDs or whatever, right? Even though I said I wasn't going to talk about them specifically, whoever, the sergeant, whoever, the local bum, the local thief, whatever. I'm trying to help everybody as a whole, because I can't discriminate, right? So I'm trying to help the world be a better place is what I'm saying. Whether you're a bum, whether you're a thief, whether you're the sergeant, whether you're a fireman, it doesn't matter who you are, right? Because in order to help the people that I want to help, I have to help everybody at the same time. So even if you're a bad person, I have to help you, because that's why I do this show. I'm trying to give life by helping people come up with a cure or an antidote for the COVID-19, because I still haven't heard anyone talking about a cure or an antidote for this worldwide virus. And that right there is pathetic. Okay, because now there's supposed to be a second one called Delta, right? So there's a second virus floating around, and there's no talk on news. I've been reading this Good Times, is the local paper here in Santa Cruz, the Sentinel, and nobody's talking about a cure or an antidote, and I just don't understand why, right? So I understand that somebody doesn't want me to have money, because I would do something like create a cure, an antidote for the COVID-19, because I had the idea, right? And so I'm trying to broadcast it out to people that might have the right resources, funds, whatever it takes, right, to help create this cure or antidote, because I'm not allowed to have money, y'all, right? So most of the goals that we came up with for the show, they all have money as the main ingredient, but we're still doing the show with the hopes that this can get out to some people that are good people that care about this planet as much as we do and have money. They weren't deprived of money yet, so that way we can help this world be a better place once for all. Mo, take us to commercial and we'll come back.
All right, Uncle Nick. Uncle Nick, thank you, Uncle Nick.
You're welcome, Mo.
Thank you, Uncle Nick.
Is that Ron?
Yes, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Ron. I mean,
thank you, Uncle Nick.
No problem, Ron. Anyway, y'all, this is really serious. I mean, we're trying to, you know, help people laugh, because we know that laughing gives life too, and that it's a good thing. And so that's why we try to be a little funny. But this is serious stuff, you guys. Like, we have to come up with a cure or an antidote before the whole world dies from these viruses. Seriously.
Sorry, guys. Go ahead, Mo. It's okay, Uncle Nick. Hey, Uncle Nick is right, y'all. We got to do this. But anyway, Uncle Nick said I got to take it to commercial. So I'm only going to do half round. You do the other half. Okay, Mo. Okay. Thank y'all for joining us so far on the Mo and Ron podcast show. This is a brother-sister show to the Love Wins podcast show. And my name is Mo, and I'm here with my brother Ron, and my Uncle Nick. And we love y'all, and thank you for your support. Okay, Mo. Thank you, Mo. This is Ron, y'all. Thank you for your support. This is going to be a good series. Y'all, please keep up with us on the Love Wins podcast show and the Mo and Ron podcast show. It's on Spotify right now. Is that good, Uncle Nick?
Yes, that's good, Ron. Good job. Good job, you guys. I'm really proud of you, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned for the rest of the show. Mo and Ron podcast show and Love Wins podcast show. My name is Nick the Greek. I'm your host. Please stay tuned for the rest of the show. One.